us pray once again. Gracious Father, we thank you for answering our prayers and bringing us to your house, and Lord, setting the stage for your blessings for us. May you grant all that has been requested of you. May the blessings be our portion. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. While we remain standing, we read quickly from 2 Thessalonians. We read other scriptures when we come for the main service. But for this Sunday school, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he has God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn bẹ̀ ní ara nítorí ti wíwá Jésù Kristi Olúwa wa àti ti ìpéjọpọ̀ wa sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀. Kí ọkàn yín kí ó má ṣe tètè mì tàbí kí ẹ má ṣe jáyà, bẹ́ẹ̀ nípa ẹ̀mí tàbí nípa ọ̀rọ̀ tàbí nípa ìwé bí láti ọ̀dọ̀ wa wá bí ẹni pé ọjọ́ Olúwa dé. Ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni tàn yín jẹ lọ́nàkọnà, nítorí pé ọjọ́ náà kì yóò dé bí kò ṣe pé ìyapa ni bá kọ́ dé, kí a sì fi ẹni ẹ̀ṣẹ́ ènìyàn tí í ṣe ọmọ ìgbé, ẹni tí ń sòdì, tí ó sì ń ṣègbé, tí ó sì gbé ara rẹ̀ ga sí gbogbo ohun tí à ń pè ní Ọlọ́run tàbí tí à ń sìn, tó bẹ̀ tí ó jókòó ní tẹ́bìlì Ọlọ́run, tí ó fi ara rẹ̀ hàn pé Ọlọ́run ni òun.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. Shall we please be seated? We want to just summarize what we have spoken about thus far on this subject, the revelation of the man of sin. Yeah, we started from how Satan was once in heaven in form of Lucifer. I was casted down after he rebelled in heaven. And he deceived the throne of the angels in heaven. We refer to question 79 of the COD. Let me make just a reference to paragraph 69, 75, and 99 as we proceed. He goes thus, see, Satan was the original archangel of God. He once dwelt in the heaven. He once was the greatest person in the heavens outside of God. He was God's right-hand man to fellowship. And he got puffed up in his heart. No, Luke 10:18 also said, Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall down like lightning from heaven. And we have also read from Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel 28. Let me pick paragraph 75 of this same question and answer. Now, as I just got to basing up to this, that Lucifer in heaven tried to exalt himself and even be just a little higher than his boss. And he betrayed Michael and made himself a great kingdom in the north and come down now, and he and his angels was cast out. Let's jump to paragraph 99. It says Satan was literally cast out of heaven by Michael the archangel
God.
And he was cast to the earth. Come to the earth. Got into the serpent. Deceived Eve. And then has got into man, woman, all down through the age. On the same thing he started at the beginning. Let's leave it at that. We refer to, let's go to God of this evil age. God of this evil age. I've just read a couple of paragraphs from our. We read from paragraph 36 to 38. Not that we win now. And paragraph 77 to 78. Part of paragraph 81. And then paragraph 88. Let me just read paragraph 38 and 78 now. For in the beginning of the Bible, man was given the word of God to live by. One word misinterpreted by the man called Satan in the person of an animal called the serpent. Satan, in this person, could talk to Eve and misinterpreted the word to her and was lost. See, it must be every word. Let's read paragraph 78 also. It was Satan's ambition to be worshipped like God. He took two thoughts. Two thoughts of the stars of heaven, ascended himself above those stars and preached to them and deceived two thoughts of them. You see it? Alright, notice that is his ambition. Let's go further. We talk about the conception of Eve by the serpent.
We
went through the question and answer of number 20, question 89. Where somebody asked the prophet, will you please explain your theory that Eve conceived Cain of the devil? And the prophet said that was not exactly what he said. He said she was conceived of the serpent.
Right.
So I'm just mentioning it for you to just jot down now. If, because last week I just was just preaching. Today I want to try with the 1.5 to read.
Okay.
He didn't know what I've said, but let's go ahead. Now, on this question and answer 89, let's look at paragraph 175. What? The serpent was like a prehistoric man. Something next to God or next to man, And that is the only thing. If any other animal would have happened to, Satan would have got on them. The seed would not have mixed with the woman. You can't mix a human seed with any kind of an animal seed. It won't work. But this animal that we mix the seed is complete, it is extinct. It's no more available. God turned him to a snake. We dealt much on that last Sunday. So we are only previewing now, so that we can conveniently blend into the next stage. All right. Then another question we attended to, or the thought we spoke on, was the marriage of
Cain.
Because somebody asked the prophet, were there other people on earth at the time of Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve? And they asked him, how did he get his wife? The Bible says he went to the land of Nod and took him a wife. And we went to talk about, we read some quotes, and the prophet said that the historians, they wrote, even though what the scripture said was that Adam lived so number of years, 970 years, and begat sons and daughters. Yes, but they were not listed. And the prophet said the historians said that he had about 70, they had about 70 children. And then the prophet said that it was one of his sisters
that
he married. Yes, married his half sister. The prophet said, today, it's no more lawful to marry a close relative. First cousin. And second cousin. That is, prophet said they should never, that's the word they use. They should never be married. He said if they do, they are going to give back to him best size. So because the blood is not as strong as it was then. In those days, Abraham marries his half sister.
Abraham,
that was Sarah. Rebecca and Isaac, they were cousins. Batanua, and so on and so forth. But the prophet said today, it should not be done. All right, let's proceed. Okay, I'll just jump. I want to read maybe two quotes here and then proceed. All right, let me read paragraph 587. Under that question and answer. 587. So you see, to marry in relation then, before the stream of blood was weakened in the human race, it was legal and all right. Now it isn't. If you marry your sister today and have children, they probably will just be deformed and everything. Even down to a first and second cousin should never be married. See, because the bloodstream becoming low and running low. Jump to paragraph from 590. We are not even there at all, okay? Paragraph 590 here. I said, if you will, I'm reading from question 65, the COD, which is question and answer on Hebrew part 3. Well, let's proceed. Paragraph 599. If you notice today, now, just in finishing this question, that lineage of Cain still exists. And the lineage of Seth still exists. They both come down just the same. Cain's children is here in Jebasanfi tonight. As we are talking, they are here in Ibadan. And said children is here in Jebasanfi tonight. Said children are here in Ibadan too. As the bloodstream weakens and goes out, but the lineage still hangs on. Amen. Let us see how the thing proceeds now. A serpent seed. Serpent seed paragraph 194 to 198. Let me see if I can run for. The seed of the serpent comes along. And what does it produce? Now let's take the first few years. Now watch what takes place there. We'll read it right down. Because I've just checked it up. The seed of the serpent produced Cain. Cain went to the land of Nod, produced giants. And then they come to the land of Noah. They were smart, educated, intelligent people. Is that right? They were builders, inventors, scientists, not through the seed of the righteous, but through the seed of Satan the serpent. Well, thank God for serpent seed. The serpent seed, they play their part. They are the one that taught these other people some of these scientists things that we need to know. From there come medical and the rest of it, engineering and so on and so forth. So we thank God for them. They fulfill their part. But when we proceed, we will see now that everybody is here to fulfill a purpose. God spoke it of Pharaoh. Say, for this purpose, I raise you up. And for a purpose, he called Judas. And the prophet said that Judas, Peter would not have been able to do the work of Judas. Alright. The scripture says so. They worked brass. They worked iron. They worked metals. They invented things. They tempered different metals and built houses and so forth. The scripture says so. And they were scoffers at the seed of the woman, Noah the righteous. Is that right? No, they are the ones, this seed, we are still going to read. This seed are the ones that went to start building that tower. Yes. Let's follow them a little further. Then we get them up to the ark. We get them up to the ark, to the time when the ark was built. Everything was destroyed. Got in such a conglomeration of sin. And they took the rule as smartest and intelligent. See, God looked down. There wasn't very many left. That's of the seed of Seth now. So he just took Noah and his family in the ark and rained the water down and destroyed the whole thing. Took Enoch off beforehand. That's right. There was all the seed, almost all the seed. But he has a purpose, he has purpose that has to be fulfilled. Amen. Say now, Noah and his sons. which come out, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, come out in the righteous land from the guys from Noah. How did the seed ever get over? How did the seed of Satan get over? Cross over. Because the antediluvian water, the destruction, destroyed everything on earth. Only the human beings remaining were Noah and his children and their wives. Then the prophet said, of course, Noah was a righteous man. How did this serpent seed now cross over? Then the prophet said, the seed come over in the ark just like it did in the beginning through the woman, their wives. They carried the seed of Satan, which particularly was the wife of Ham, through the ark, just as Eve packed the seed of Satan to give back to Cain through the woman. That is how Satan crossed to this anti-deluvian world. That's how he crossed. That's how his seed crossed. Otherwise, it will have ended. Serpent's seed will have ended.
Let's
go ahead. There are plenty of quotations that if you want to read, just like I said, we'll be here for months, but I don't intend to. Now, last week, we spoke about the genealogies of Adam and Cain. From this side, from scriptures, we saw it started from God to Adam. It should be to Abel, but Cain killed Abel. So he jumped to Seth, on down, until Noah. Enoch. That was number 7, the Bible said. Now we read the scriptures, Genesis 5, Luke chapter 3, Luke verse 14, show this thing plainly. Then we come to this other side, from Lucifer to the serpent. Serpent is not a joke. Ejo is snake. Okay. Now, from Lucifer to the serpent, from the serpent to Cain, then we call me down, we read down till he got to Lamech, that was the first polygamist. Alright, so if you look at question and answers, question 375, though the question itself does not have to do with the serpent seed, but the prophet just within three paragraphs spoke about what the person was saying and say and came to serpent seed. That's actually what he now used that very question to deal with. And he referred to scriptures and things that we have already gone through last
year.
So we don't want to go back to that. I'm just making that reference for somebody jotting. Now let us open to Genesis chapter 4. Because what we are tracing is that serpent seed until we arrive to the revelation of the man of sin. And then look at the connection to US. And then we are going to end it by the message of the third angel. Genesis chapter 4 from verse 16.
That's a
yeah. Think we read? I don't know. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord after he was marked and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city. The prophet told us in that message of God of this evil age, the ambition of Satan that he had in his heart, which we read in the scripture, the thought of Satan, the things he wants to achieve, to have a city, to build himself a name, and so on. This is where he began to achieve it, and to also have worship. He successfully have a city, he make a name for himself, and he got people to worship him. Alright, let's proceed now. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded the city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And this is where people got naming of properties, streets, and whatever after individuals. The name of the road, the name of airport, the name of whatsoever, the name of this one, it was serpent seed. It is the ambition of Satan to make himself a name. How many places was named after Jesus? How many streets was named after God? It's human beings that want to have a name that is naming after themselves. Don't worry. When we get to the junction to deal with it, you will see how it is. We'll talk about the four kingdoms when the time comes, and the stone that was cut without hands, I crush everything. Right. Verse 18. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The name of the one was Adam, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adam bare Jabal, and he was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Juba. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and 7-fold. Amen. Now that is how the serpent seed progresses from Cain coming down. Alright. Now the prophet told us, I don't know, this man is already in the bed. Okay. Now serpent seed. I think I've read this. Okay, let me read from Joseph meeting his brethren. Just to read paragraph, some a couple paragraphs there from, as opposed to read from paragraph 89 to 110, but I'm not going to read all that. Yeah. Okay. Most of the things there we have said. Yeah, paragraph 103, I will read. Not deal. I will read 100.
Okay.
And then read 103. And she brought forth her first son, which all the trace of the devil was in that boy. He was a murderer. He was jealous. How could he come from that pure stream of God? He had to come from the devil. And as soon as he did this, then he, the devil, used his tool. One or three said, now watch, along before the antediluvian destruction, there was a long lineage of men came down through the sons of Cain. The prophet said, a long lineage from this lineage of Cain. In fact, the prophet said that these ones were multiplying more than, of course, when they already have polygamy. They multiply more than this other side. And today, one man that have one wife, how many children will he have? And there are Christians that are faithful, that even when their only wife does not have a child, they still stick to that. They still stick to that woman, which is God's mind. That is what God wants. Until death do you part. But people that are not believers, immediately this woman is not bringing forth within 1 year or two, they jump on another one, put them inside. After some time, they jump on another one again, bring them inside. And those that are demon possessed, the one in the house before, small time they kick him out, bring another one in. Sometimes men of 80 years will still be pursuing girls of 20 years old. It's evil spirit. It's evil spirit. And now let me quickly read paragraph 104 and 105 before the man read the final page. Because no matter how he's telling you correct, he's looking at the time. Now, paragraph 104. Watch. But both groups were religious. Cain was religious. Abel was religious. And God drew a line, which was right. Cain was just as religious as Abel. They both built altars. They both believe in God. They both worship God. They both brought gifts. Now watch them two seeds. One fighting, the evil trying to destroy the righteous seed. There's a long line of Cain. All those line of Cain, they are after the righteous of the line of Seth. And he tried to destroy Abel, which he did. But God raised up Seth to take his place. He thought he had Jesus right there. Looked down through the age, everywhere. Every place he come, he cornered that seat. That is what Satan has always been doing. When he slew one or the other, he thought he had that. And finally, he took after John the Baptist, finally cut off his head. He thought he had it. But he found out he was over here in Jesus. He slew all the babies. And in the time of Moses, he tried to kill Moses.
He tried every way he could to destroy that seed. And when he killed Christ at Calvary, but God raised him up again the third day, and then he sent the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, back to call sons and daughters to God. And that same evil religious seed is persecuting that righteous seed. Yet today, you see it, they are trying to destroy that righteous branch of God. We continue from there when we come back for the message. Let us bow.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for caring for us through last week, blessing our services, providing our needs, protecting our going out and coming in. We are very grateful as you have promised to order our stay from on high. So we find you doing at every time. May your name be praised, Lord. We know it's not everybody that saw last week that is alive today. Many has crossed to the other side. But we are here because you kept us. Thank you for our age. Thank you for the messenger that you have sent all to us. There is no man that could have known the Bible apart from a vindicated prophet. But it was the prophets themselves that wrote the Bible. The Bible says the scripture were written and the Spirit of God moved upon them. And to interpret it, to get the true meaning of it, we need such a man of the same. We are happy that you have given us one. As we are feeding upon his word, he has taught us that rapturing faith lays in this message. May we continue to accumulate rapturing faith in the name of Jesus Christ. May our needs continue to be met. May you continue to reassure us, O God, that you have the final say. No matter what the devil will do, no matter what he still plans to do, until you approve, he can't do nothing. We thank you. We bless your name. Blessed be thy name for this assurance that you are giving unto us. Bless your servant this morning that you have used to bring a portion of this message unto us. May your name be praised, Lord. Where we are expectation for more of these blessings in the main service. Help us to continue to meditate upon the few things that we have heard. May your name be praised for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.